Girl Scouts serves girls in ages kindergarten through 12th grade. We have over 12,000 girls in our council.
And the council is how large?
The council spreads through all of South Dakota and all of North Dakota and a couple of counties in Iowa and Minnesota as well.
How do you get involved?
Well, you just become a member of Girl Scouts, and then you can belong to a troop. You can be a Girl Scout and just attend events. You can be a Girl Scout and just come to camp. That's one of the things that we're trying to promote, is that you don't have to be in a troop to be a Girl Scout.
So what are you trying to do with these girls?
Our mission is to build girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. So in a nutshell, that's what we do.
By what means do you do that?
The girls try new experiences. It's girl-led programs, so the girls learn leadership skills in their troop, as well as through helping at events, and just experiencing new things. It takes some courage to try new things, and then when you try new things, it builds confidence and character.
If I want to get my daughter, granddaughter involved, what do I need to do? Should I call the office? Can I do it online? Do I need to go somewhere?
You can do it online. We have a website, gsdakotahorizons.org. There's a pink rectangle on our homepage that you can click on. It says register now. You can register your daughter and yourself as a Girl Scout member. And then as soon as we get that information, we will contact you and place in a troop or decide how you want to go about your Girl Scout experience.
And while we're at it, do you need troop leaders? Do you need more adult
volunteers?
Absolutely.
We're always looking for volunteers. Troop leaders can be parents, but it can also be grandparents, aunts, uncles, community members. Anybody can be a troop leader. And then we also always look for event volunteers, those volunteer opportunities that are just kind of a one-time thing. Help at our events, help with things in the office, help at camp this summer. So yeah, contact us at the office or, go online and register yourself as an adult member, and we'll get you going as a volunteer and find the best spot for you.
And the big event coming up, everybody's aware.
Ooh,
this
yes.
is the annual, it's Girl Scout cookie time. What's happening there?
Cookie sale starts today. We're super excited about it. February 7th through March 9th. So get your cookies while they're here. If you don't know a Girl Scout to buy cookies from, you can go to our website and there's a cookie finder spot on there where you can put in your zip code and find girls selling cookies close to you. There's also a Cookie Finder app that you can download for your phone that will also direct you to the nearest booth sale.
Is this the biggest fundraiser?
It is. For the troops, absolutely.
Yeah.
This is where they make their funds to do their experience, to go on their trips, to do community service projects, all kinds of things.
How many variety of cookies have you got available?
We have 8.
The sales start today.
Yes.
So how long are you taking orders?
Until March 9th.
Until March 9th. And then what happens?
Well, our cookies are direct sales. So we have them on hand when we're selling them.
Oh, really? You don't have to wait anymore?
You don't have to wait.
Okay. You don't deliver them like you used to.
Nope. We don't take orders and deliver. Some people still kind of do it that way, but we have the cookies in stock right now.
Okay. And do girls still go door to door?
Some girls do, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is it still a competition for girls?
Yes, it is.
Is it? What do they get? What are they competing for?
They get, I guess not competition, but they give incentive prizes.
Okay.
So each girl sets a goal for themselves, and then there are prizes that they can earn along the way as they reach those goals.
Okay, what's the new cookie?
New cookie this year is called the Cranberry Citrus Crisp. It's pretty delicious. Seems to me to go well with tea.